the Rise podcast. I'm so excited to share a word that the Lord has given me today. So, this episode I'm going to be talking about one of the things I struggle with pretty regularly, anxiety. Today has actually been a pretty bad anxiety day. Sometimes I'm triggered by something big and specific. Other times it's like 1,000 little things racing through my brain and unsettling me without any obvious source. Today, a cloud of anxious, incoherent thoughts have crowded into my mind, making me feel utterly paralyzed. I hate anxiety. I never really knew that I had a problem with anxiety, panic, anything like that, until I started counseling a few years ago. I didn't know what I had often experienced had a name. Anxiety is much more than just worrying about the what-ifs. It's a gnawing, all-consuming pattern of thoughts that completely throws off your ability to function. It can cause physical discomfort like panic attacks, stomach pains, headaches, and insomnia, things I've experienced firsthand. In fact, the first time I ever was hospitalized for PTSD and anxiety, I thought I had a stomach ulcer. I was sick as a dog. I was so miserable. But honestly, it was just because of how severe my anxiety was. I think the worst thing about anxiety is how illogical it is. It's like some little demon cuts the cord between my heart and my mind, and suddenly I'm just completely worked up over what often turns out to be absolutely nothing. But if you ever told me in the middle of a panic attack, "This makes no sense, you have nothing to worry about," I would probably haul off and punch you. Anxiety is real. Whether or not the perceived threat or issue causing it is real is honestly not the point. I know my anxiety doesn't make sense. I know what scripture says about worrying and casting my cares on the Lord. And I do cast my cares on the Lord. I know. But my anxiety does not care. Most of the time I have to ride out the wave of anxiety like a bad storm. I have to try and pinpoint that trigger, do some self-talk and reassure myself that I'm safe, or get to a place or situation where I can feel safer, and just wait out the physical symptoms. I find myself praying single word prayers, unable to think past the present moment. Jesus, help. Lord, please help. Jesus. It becomes like a heartbeat, one pounding out of my chest. Jesus often comes in and soothes my restless heart in that moment. There are sometimes it's easier to do that than others, honestly. If I'm feeling overwhelmed because of too much noise, for example, I can usually get to a quieter spot. But often it's more complicated than that. Anxiety is a complex beast, and I feel like even if you know all the best coping skills and are confident before an episode about how you quote-unquote will handle it, it can still completely knock the breath out of you. There's something about anxiety that just derails the mind. It feels like I can't form coherent thought. It makes me feel like a deer caught in the headlights, hyperventilating, terrified, even if I don't know why. Let's be honest. Anxiety sucks, and it's often one of the complex and unfortunate side effects of surviving trauma. It exists in the survivor's mind for a very, very good reason. Survivors have had to fight. They had to rely on their anxiety to tell them where something was scary or frightening. It exists as a defense mechanism, and it's there in your mind for a reason. Doesn't make it fun. Now, I don't expect it to be this way for everyone, but to me, anxiety is kind of like a battle scar. It shows me I've survived. I went through something dark and horrible when I was younger, and I came out of it. I still may be shaky at times. I may still struggle with how to handle conflict or get worked up if I'm really stressed about something, but it's okay. I'm a survivor. I overcame something that never should have happened, and now I'm a highly functioning adult. I'm living my daily life with as much genuine confidence and joy as I can. So yes, my chest may get tight when I'm faced with stress. I may get sick at the thought of going to a crowded store alone and being surrounded by strangers. I may have the occasional nightmare that leaves me covered in sweat and shaking. But you know what? I'm alive. And I'm fighting to reclaim myself, piece by piece, day by day. Because I am worth fighting for. And so are you. No matter what you feel like right now, you are worth the fight. So don't give up. And beyond that, know that you will see victory. Jesus has already won the war. You might find yourself in a battle, but you are fighting from a place of victory. You've already won. There is peace and joy and astounding love just waiting for you in Jesus. So on the podcast description for the episode, I have a link for you to follow. I wanted to give you something that will help the next time an episode of anxiety or panic creeps up, so that you have a tool to fight back with. So you can use this printable as a way to ground yourself and remind yourself of the two most important things to do during a panic attack: breathe and pray. I've recommended two relaxation exercises, grounding and controlled breathing, as well as included a few Bible verses and a prayer guide. And I really pray that this resource helps you in your time of need. If you ever need a friend or to use a recommendation of resources, please don't hesitate to reach out. Let's keep rising together, friends. Thank you for tuning in.